Pick me up love every day.
Pick me up from the bottom up to the top, love, every day.
This is Canada Now with Jeff Sammet on Canada Talks, Sirius XM 167.
You know, with fentanyl deaths in Canada increasing drastically in recent years, people like our next guest have been extremely valuable. We go to Calgary and find Dean May of Maycan Hazmat Solutions. And Dean, you guys restore former drug houses to move-in condition. And about 8 years ago, marijuana grow-ops were the really big thing that you'd have to take care of.
Yeah, that's correct, Jeff.
And you were contacted by some property owners to see if dealing with fentanyl homes were something that you could deal with. What was it like to work closely with Alberta Health Services to develop protocol and procedures?
Well, it was quite the in-depth process. We worked collaborated closely for probably a couple months so that we could develop a procedure that they would be comfortable with and that we could give a little bit of quality into reassuring everybody that we could remediate these properties effectively.
Mm. Take us through the process of what you need to do when you get a call to come in and restore a house to move-in condition. Walk us through that.
Well, I got to say, first off, a lot of it is proprietary, but, generally speaking, we build our decontamination unit on the exterior of the property. Our whole team put double suits on, respirators, gloves, boots, and we tape and seal ourselves inside of our suits, and we enter into the property, and we have an amazing new product that we walk inside, and we actually spray everything in the property, and we neutralize the fentanyl, which is amazing new product.
So not just cleaning the fentanyl, but you actually neutralize and decontaminate it.
That's correct. It used to be just an extensive cleaning, but now we once we remove all the soft goods, so that anything that's porous is removed from the property, and then we spray it and we neutralize the fentanyl that's in the property. And then once that's neutralized, then we clean the neutralizing agent off of it, and we clean up and seal the all the ductwork within the furnaces as well.
So your team is currently cleaning up a home in Edmonton that was the base for Canada's largest fentanyl bust in history?
We actually just wrapped that one up the end of last week.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
That one was pretty intense. I wouldn't say it was the largest one we've ever seen, but the police are calling it the biggest one that they've ever found.
Right.
But inside that house, everything was covered in a green hue of the powder of the, I don't know what the concentrations are for the fentanyl contained within that green powder. Particularly downstairs in the basement where they were pressing out the pills, there was the green powder was thick. You could actually write on the counters in the green powder.
Wow. Wow. So by the time you leave a home, like when you're done, you wrap things up and you walk out for the last time, could a real estate agent walk in afterwards with someone that wants to buy the home and be able to look around?
There may be some repairs that need to be done here in Alberta. When we're done with it, then Alberta Health Services, they come in and they do their what they call a preliminary inspection.
Yeah.
And, then they usually request to have mechanical inspections, building inspections, gas, plumbing, electrical inspections done on it. But it's clean enough that when people walk in, they just walk in regular street clothes. There's no safety equipment, no suits. involved at that point.
You know, you're not only restoring a home, Dean, but you're making sure a neighborhood is safe because, you know, I would think about, like, what if it was a home like this at the end of my street and my kid wants to go out and play or something like that? I'd be concerned about my kid, you know, playing around that area. You're kind of helping everybody else out in the neighborhood by taking care of this home.
Well, that's right. That's a big thing for us too. Is we're putting the house back into the neighborhood, and welcoming it back into the community, because obviously the local neighbors, they're sick of the criminal activity that was going on, that went on, and the safety concerns that arise from it. Those people that are doing this act, of course, they're in there. They're not as cautious as we are. So they're tracking it out of the house. They're tracking it around in the neighborhood and in the community. We're using HEPA-grade air scrubber. So all the air that gets removed from the building is scrubbed and cleaned, and all the particulates are removed from it before it gets expelled out of the building and into the neighborhood. And the same as our staff, we're all decontaminated before we walk out of that property.
How much area do you service? Are you just in Alberta?
Currently, we are servicing Alberta and BC. We haven't found any opportunity, or we haven't been requested to move beyond that at this point.
Yeah, well, I... you got two provinces covered so far. So I think... I mean... Is there a slow day?
Well, it's slow day. I get a couple days back at home.
Yeah.
But then I'm sitting either in front of my computer building reports.
Right.
I'm outside in the shop and we're restocking, re-inventorying, and bringing our trailer back up to our safety spec.
Right. Dean May of Mayken Hazmat Solutions based in Calgary. Thanks so much, Dean, for joining us. Really appreciate it. And thanks for what you do.
Jeff, thank you.
All right, Dean. Thank you. You too. As we continue, I'm going to tell you about a movie spinoff that I'm not going to bother watching and a sequel to a film franchise that I, too, am not going to bother watching. That's ahead. I'm Jeff Samet. It's SiriusXM Canada Talks, Channel 167. It's Canada Now.